KXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. An incident at an outside mall in Boulder, Colorado is being called terrorism by FBI Director Kash Patel, but local police say it is still too soon to call it that. Reports are people were set on fire with Molotov cocktails where demonstrators had gathered to call for the release of hostages who remain in Gaza. CBS News Colorado's Andrew Hobner is on the scene.
We did see a burn scar right in front of the Boulder Theater that was about 8 feet in length. We saw a couple of personal items, pairs of shoes and things that obviously stayed there just for the purpose of the investigation, and the police are going to have a lot of work to do ahead.
Interim Boulder Police Chief Steve Redfern.
I cannot confirm right now that this was targeted at a specific group of people. We understand that there's a lot of tensions right now and a lot of issues in the United States and everywhere. Once we have a clear motive, we will react accordingly.
Several people are injured. At least 80 shots were fired during a high school house party in Hickory, North Carolina. One person was killed, nearly a dozen others hurt. Sheriff Don Brown.
We are going to work together tirelessly and diligently to identify the individuals responsible for this act.
No arrests have been made. Dozens were killed when shots ran out amidst a crowd getting aid in the Gaza Strip. That man in Arabic says he saw a boy shot to death. Hamas says Israel is behind the attack, but Israeli Defense Forces spokesperson Efri Defrin says that is not the case.
Hamas is doing his best, is almost to stop us from doing so. He is spreading rumors, fake news. He's trying bluntly and violently to stop the people of Gaza from reaching those distribution centers.
Ukraine says its own drone attack has destroyed more than 40 Russian planes deep in Russia's territory. It comes hours before a new round of direct peace talks in Istanbul between the two countries. Daniel Freed is a former U.S. ambassador to Poland and says the operations were in the works for months.
It was an astonishingly successful, well-executed operation. And it's fascinating that when President Trump was berating President Zelensky in the Oval Office, saying he had no cards, Zelensky already knew of this operation.
The run of Inside the NBA on TNT came to an end after nearly four decades as a fixture of the league. The show will move to ESPN and ABC next season and keep Ernie Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal, Kenny Smith, and Charles Barkley together. Game one of the NBA Finals is Thursday night. A casual look at ticket prices range from $650 to $120,000. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
While Rocker's getting everybody set up over there, I just wanted to let you all know that we have a double dip coming up right now with Fat Function, who are going to be at Atwood Fest on Saturday, July 26th. Opening up for VO5. It's going to be one hell of a night for dancing. So why don't we give everybody listening tonight a preview?
Can't believe I- my true friends came and rescued me. Well, it's a long road to be free. Devil's gone.
For the people.
I've been sitting at this desk job waiting for five to come. Dealing with the folks that don't know where I'm coming from. Now,
when the clock strikes, better believe I believe it. Yeah, I say, take it easy, greasy, 'cause it's Friday evening. Get dressed up, polish my shoes, going out this evening. I'm gonna shake off these blues. Set them up, 'cause tonight they'll be knocking them down. Gone party like tomorrow may never come. Tonight we're gonna party till the party's done. This morning comes crawling in my head is reeling. Saturday my head is bad like a bass drum beating. I'll get dressed up, shave my face, going out this evening, no time to waste.
Knocking Them Down. That is Fat Function, a great Madison kind of, power horn band.
Yeah, power everything.
Power everything. You know, I've been trying to get them to get at Atwood Fest, book them at Atwood Fest for years.
Well, and now they're here.
They're usually never available, or members who live out of town or not in Madison. We were incredibly lucky to have them. They're going to be opening for VO5 Saturday, July 26th. They start at 6 p.m., I believe. You can find out all the information on Atwood Fest at atwoodfest.com. That's on Madison's east side, July 26th and 27th. And you know, on the website, you can check out the vendor alley. You know, they close off the whole street. They have vendors up and down. And food vendors, too. So you can find out the food in the valley, in the alley as well. And the latest fact sheet for 2025. So it's going to be an incredible festival this year. Three stages, 30 bands, 2 days.
Oh, yeah. And like, just in case you want to know like how we're getting all this information to you, Max Inc. Radio is brought to you by Turtle Island Dispensary. They have your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. You can stop in at 831 East Johnson Street or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com. And Max Inc. Radio is also brought to you by Good Neighbor Fencing, redefining boundaries through excellence and craftsmanship. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. They offer wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. You can find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call at 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546. And I see that we've got some pretty cool stuff coming up later.
We do. We would like to thank Luke Briggs from Total Life Fitness. He's already been in here tonight. And coming up just around the corner, Austin Galante, actor, director, music producer from Madison. He's got a new movie coming out and a release happening really soon. We'll hear all about that. The Lair, the Lower Fifth, they're here right now. We're getting them sound checked. They're playing at Atwood Fest, and they have a ton of shows coming up, too. We're going to hear what's going on with them, and we're going to hear live music from the Lower Fifth. And Marta Hansen, the piano gal, she's going to be in here. New video for Bang Bang. You won't believe what this song is about and the cause that she's got going on. Check that out. That's after 9 p.m. tonight. And right now, I wanted to make sure to remind everybody to go to civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio. Of course, that's M-A-X-I-N-K radio. And you can hear all the streams, check our podcasts, and download the app. Take Civic Media with you everywhere you go. We got lots of stuff coming up. Stick around right now. Let's get back to some Atwood Fest bands. You know, I went to the Burr Oak last night in Madison, and I caught the Dem Tes Fay band, and they were really good.
All right, they were there. I wish I could have gone.
Oh.
You know, he's going to be at Atwood Fest.
He is. When is he going to be there?
He's going to be there on Sunday, July 27th, 6 p.m. on the Luther Allison stage. Well,
that is the headliner that closes the festival for the Luther Allison stage. And he is so awesome. His band, we saw Mighty Joe White on drums. That guy is just a legend here in Madison. And what more can you say about him? This is let's hear some Dem Tes Fay. This is the Being Way, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Then you say it ain't worth it, but then you stand in line. You gotta see what you wanna be. You gotta see the being way, the being way. So let's start and get to the heart of the answers, and I can be with it. Just a small part of the process for what it is. Not lost in promise. Then don't make promises.
Don't make promises. Don't make promises.
See, I hope you don't lose it. awesome, whatever it is. But you gotta see what you wanna be. You gotta see the being way. The being way, yeah. So let's start. Get to the heart of the answers. And I can be where it is. Just a small part of the process. For what it is. If you need to feed into your blinded greed, you will succeed and be what you don't want. I see now. Open your eyes, the surprise, it's so close. Open your eyes, it's a ghost. See if it ain't tragic, you ain't got much to say. You don't have to be crazy to act in a crazy way. So let's start. Get to the heart of the answers. And I can be where it is. Just a small part of the process. For what it is. Come on, hey, so let's start. Get to the heart of the answers. And I can be where it is. Just a small part of the process. The bean way, like.
Rocker.
All right.
There he is.
We're just getting back here. That was Obscure Birds. Now You're Gone. That is brand new from them. And in fact, they're having a CD release party coming up for their new album, Hatch, that's out right now on all live major streaming platforms. But the physical CD release is happening on Saturday, June 7th at the Club Garibaldi out in Milwaukee. And they'll be joined on stage by their friends Kilborn from Milwaukee and the Night Painters, who are actually from Madison. So they're making the trip out to Milwaukee for that show. That is the Obscure Birds, June 7th at Club Garibaldi. All right. What's happening over there, Jane? How's your show going? You do a radio show over on WSUM, right?
Oh, yeah. I didn't have my show this week, but I'll be back next week. I promise.
Oh, okay.
I've got some really cool stuff coming up. You're going to love it.
What's your show about?
Well, it's called The Pick and Mix, and it's kind of hard to explain, but basically what this show is that I play anything and everything I've been listening to that week. It's just a very, very wide mix of genres.
Yes.
But the only thing I ever plan for that show is I pick 3 records off my shelf the night before.
Wow. Oh, that's great that you're able to play vinyl over there.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
All right. We'll listen to Jane Pick and Mix. That's over on WSUM. You can get
every Saturday at 2:00.
WSUM.org. You can stream it. Well, let's get back to some Atwood Fest music.
Woo-woo.
American Scarecrows. They are from Minneapolis, kind of an Americana band up there, and they're coming down to play the Sugar Maple Stage on Sunday, the 26th, and that'll be at 6 p.m.
Yeah, they're closing out that night.
They're headlining. They're headlining the Sugar Maple Stage, and that's a lot of fun. A lot of bluegrass, Americana, and jazz and stuff over on that stage. That's in the Monty's parking lot, July 26th, Atwood Fest. Go to atwoodfest.com. Right now, let's check out American Scarecrows. This is Broken Bones and Mountains, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This life behind and wander ain't found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Are you ready to crack open something amazing? Whether it's a fresh pistachio or the keys to your dream home, we've got you covered. Just like pistachios, the best homes are worth the wait. And once you find the perfect one, it is so satisfying. At Aaron Weber Group, we help you find homes that are as irresistible as a handful of pistachios. So whether you're house hunting or just snacking, remember, great things come in shells and in the perfect four walls. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today, and let's get you into a home that's a real treat.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
It's patio time in Madison. Let's head to the Lazy Elf Lounge. Kick off spring with a cold one with friends on the Lazy Elf patio. During Milwaukee baseball games, get half off of wing baskets. Plus, the Lazy Elf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyElfLounge.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Boy, she's an awful. Oh, she's a marvel.
Yeah.
is Austin Galante. And Austin is a music producer, vocalist, director, cinematographer, and actor. And Austin has worked on songs featuring major recording artists, worked at a major motion picture studios while living in L.A., and has 25 music videos and one feature film to his credit. Make that two feature films. Austin is releasing his second feature film, Sanguine Teeth, on A Driftless Road, and it will premiere at the Marcus Palace Cinema in Sun Prairie on June 7th. And here to talk about his life and the movie industry and the multi-talented artist, Austin Galante. Austin, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, did you miss snow in L.A. and decided to move back to Wisconsin? I mean,
not one bit.
Like, what was that? Right? You're in L.A. Why didn't you stay there?
Well, a bunch of different reasons, but I met my wife out there, and we ended up moving to Portland, Oregon. So,
oh, I see. Oh, so from L.A. to Portland, then to Madison.
Yeah.
I see. All right. Well, welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Austin, you wear many hats, including director, actor, and musician. Tell us about Austin the musician. I mean, how did you get started in music?
I got started when I was like 12 or something, but not with instruments. I liked rap music. Uh-huh. And so me and a friend, you know, purchased some like drum machines and turntables and you know, made some beats and stuff. It was terrible, but
well, that's where you started, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, that's pretty cool. You know, what was your parents' role growing up? Were they supportive of your music?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know that they really cared. They were busy working.
All right. Well, how did you get started acting and making movies?
Well, so I was in a band called Bad Fathers. That's actually the song that you just played, was the band that I was in for 10 years. And we toured around the country, and then we ended up moving out to LA because one wanted to, but we also ended up getting a manager out there. And so we went out there, and I also wanted to act. I wanted to act since I was a kid. And so I just kind of started doing that while I was doing the band. I got a couple agents out there, and I think, LA Casting or whatever had kind of just started up. So you could go on there and you could, you know, look for things and apply to them. And so I did that, and I got to do a bunch of fun, weird, random stuff. And that's kind of how I got started. and then you
worked on some big movie sets, Disney and stuff. Yeah. Tell us about working in the big time there.
I mean, it's super crazy. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure there's people here who've been on the lots and stuff there, but I used to live across the street from Paramount and Raleigh Studio, and I got to go do a few things there. Some of it was extra work and, you know, a few smaller roles, some commercial type stuff. But, I mean, it's just crazy being on those lots because they've got just, you know, like one warehouse dedicated to just like school stuff, you know, or like they used to, in the parking lot next to my house, they stored all the, like the Batmobile and, you know, all the famous cars you've seen were in the parking lot next to, you know.
Sneak in there and take a selfie in the Batmobile.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool. Wow. Well, your second feature release, Sanguine Teeth on A Driftless Road, it premieres Saturday, June 7th at the Marcus Palace Cinema in Sun Prairie. Tell us about the movie.
It's a horror comedy, and I use the word horror loosely because it's not a slasher and it's not scary, but you know, some people do get their heads cut off, but it's mostly funny. It's a comedy movie about four vampires who get together for like a little road trip to a cabin in the woods, and you know, it's all the stuff that ensues along the way on the road, and then once they get there,
Wow. All right. Very cool. And who's in the movie? Are there any local personalities or anybody we might know?
So there are a lot of actors in the movie. I think there's over 30, but Charlie Mack is in the movie. He just won the golden ticket on Kill Tony this week.
Oh, wow.
Jason Horton, He's a horror movie director, and he just released the movie A Hard Place. He and I have an extensive scene in that movie, and Matthew Kenner's in it. Douglas Montoya's in it.
I saw Charlotte DeLeste.
Charlotte DeLeste, the Channel 3000 news anchor, is in it.
Wow.
DJ Fusion is in the movie. Tony Lee Gratz, Michael Euler. There's a lot of different people in the movie.
What is your role in the movie? You act in it, right?
I do, yeah. I'm the protagonist in the movie.
Nice. It will be out, as we said, June 7th at the Marcus Palace Cinema in Sun Prairie, but it's also going to be on streaming services later in June. Tell us about your streaming plans.
I'm still working on getting it online. I'm waiting to make sure all the quality control stuff is right. So I'm just waiting to hear back on that. And it usually takes, anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks or something like that. So hopefully it'll be up in June. As far as the premiere goes, you can get tickets for it on TickPick. If you search Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road, you have to get the tickets pre-sale. They won't have tickets at the door.
Oh, so. Good to know.
Yeah.
Wow. How did you get your movie into a major theater like that?
You have to, for like premieres and stuff like that. Well, actually for pretty much any movie, they like sort of rent it. They have and then depending on where, like how big of a release you have, you're sort of like renting the space or whatever.
So, oh, I see.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's expensive to get movies in theaters.
I would think so.
It's mostly promotion, really, is why big studios do it, because it lends sort of a credibility to the movie, and people stream it more because they're like, oh, that was in theaters, so it's a big movie.
Oh, yeah. Right? So. Yeah, and this is next Saturday. June 7th?
Saturday and, at 3 p.m.
Speaking of promo, you'll be on John and Gordy in the morning here on 92.7 WMDX, and then on Peach Wabba Show coming up on Civic Media on Monday night.
That's right.
Wow. You're doing the rounds, getting some good promo. Now, I believe that we can follow some information about this movie at marshmallownapalm.com. Is that your website?
Yeah, that's it.
Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road. It's the new feature film by Austin Galante. Premieres Saturday, June 7th at the Marcus Palace Cinema in Sun Prairie. Find out more at marshmallownapalm.com. Austin, thank you so much for taking the time to come down to the studio tonight and chat with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Now, we're going to hear one more song that you wrote for the soundtrack. It's called The Swamp. Set the scene up for us before we listen to the song.
This song is actually on the first movie that I did, Sweet Killing Machines. And it's the sort of like end scene of that movie. So,
wow. All right. Well, let's take a listen. Austin Galante, thanks a lot for coming down. Your new movie, Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road. Can't wait to see it. Let's listen to another song by Austin. This is The Swamp. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The swamp is all I know. I spot a crocodile and his eyes almost beautifully glow. I say, the swamp is all I know. He's got a little smile on his face, but his teeth ain't for show. The swamp is all I know. I spot a crocodile and his eyes almost beautifully glow. I say, the swamp is all I know. He's got a little smile on his face, but his teeth ain't for show.
Jump in the lake, like good for goodness sake. Good baby, mind the bayou, cause you know they got the demise, a beast in disguise with hungry eyes. Surprise, surprise, and you're the prize. I figured the cold of your arms and thighs. Now, a body of water is normally cool, but this ain't your regular swimming pool. It's the swamp where you never want to become the prey. They choose to hunt, so be easy, and respect what you see on the TV. And believe me, if you test it out, use one or two figures to shut their mouth.
Smiling daughter of two doctors stayed the night with me one night.
It looks like Rocker's too busy talking to finish up here. He's just talking with Austin Galante out here in the hall for now. But I just wanted to let everybody know that coming up pretty soon at 8 o'clock, we have Live in the Lair with the Lower Fifth Duo. That is going to be pretty awesome, I think. But for now, we've got a couple songs coming up from the Periodicals and Sam Lyons, so I hope you all enjoy those while I go wrangle our host over here.
Thank you.
started drinking from the bottle. She's got me going in a spiral. Down the drain and she's going psycho.
Out of me. Outside of me.
You want me to be
I sit on the back porch and light up a cigarette. I think about things that I've really been trying to forget. We lost a lot of friends and two brothers along the way. But you gotta keep your chin up and keep trucking every day. Well, that's just me.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 2nd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Why are Interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Multiple people at Boulder's Pearl Street Mall in Colorado were burned when they were attacked by a man during a march for Israeli hostages. Interim Police Chief Steve Redfern.
Our initial call was a report that someone was setting people on fire. That is fairly consistent with the injuries that we found on scene, but we're not 100% certain how that happened, and that's what we're doing to interview. There's a lot of witnesses that we're interviewing.
CBS News Colorado's Andrew Hobner is on the scene and spoke with the organizer of that march.
She said that the police over the last couple weeks have been notified, especially given the attacks that occurred in Washington, D.C., that these types of walks were happening in Boulder to try and keep them safe. But one thing she did mention to me is that they really have never had any type of problem here. The only issue that really rose to a certain level was somebody trying to grab an Israeli flag during one of these walks. But they've been doing these walks basically every week for the past year and change.
Authorities say